Normally, when you have to find someone and you have no idea where they are, you need a little help. You call some of their friends and ask if they've seen him, or you start searching the internet for clues. Maybe you even hire a private investigator to track them down. Boring! Of course, I don't need any help. Not when I just happen to be the sexiest and most sophisticated piece of surveillance equipment on the friggin' planet. I'm able to listen to every conversation within a radius of 100 square miles. All of them. At once. These dazzling blue eyes? Not just for show, you know? They can instantly read a newspaper at a glance. From friggin' space. And, not to mention, they can see through anything thanks to my super lensy vision. And thanks to my super brain, I can sort and analyze everything faster than a computer to pinpoint exactly where you are. And when I find where you are, well, there's not a lock, door, or wall that I can't tear through to get to you. Not trying to flex here, but to put it simply, if I want to find you, I will. Of course. It's not like Finn was probably hiding out in some underground lair buried a mile underground like some mastermind villain trying to conquer the world. That is friggin' hilarious. Finn McRae, supervillain mastermind. I mean, he had to retake Earth science in high school over the summer just to pass. Well, when I actually decided to look for him, it took me all of about 3 seconds to figure it out. And I probably could have done it without superpowers. See, the thing is, ever since I've known him, the three things that Finn loved most in life were, in this order, working out, and, well, working out. So you can probably imagine my complete lack of surprise when my super peepers spotted him in the school's athletic facility. You guessed it. Working out. At 5:15 in the morning, no less. So as I'm contemplating my next move, I just hover in midair, feeling the upper atmosphere's wind buffet me as I watch him pump his weights up and down in order to maintain his admittedly pretty delicious physique. Wait a sec. Is he looking in the mirror and flexing? God, he's so freaking self-absorbed. He hasn't changed a bit. No, he certainly hasn't. Okay, I gotta admit, watching him from up here did get some of the old feels flowing, especially seeing how hot he still looked. And that bod, so on point. At this point, I'm kinda getting turned out just staring down and watching him from up here. Maybe the fact that I'm playing Voyeur from 35,000 feet has something to do with it. I mean, it is pretty lit, hovering up here, feeling the icy cold jet stream wind slam into my perfect little hard body, and all it really does is whipping my hair around, like in those modeling shoots with the fan thingy. But these winds are way, way more powerful. Like 150 miles an hour more powerful. And they don't even budge me one inch or cause me even the tiniest bit of discomfort. In fact, quite the opposite. Feeling the hurricane-like gusts sweep over the super contours of my indestructible body causes my nipples to blossom like two titanium roses underneath my skin-tight sports bra.